The scripture reading today is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. Acts 1, verses 7 and 8, I will read it in Tagalog. Sumagot si Jesus, ang mga panahon at pagkakataon ay itinakda ng Ama sa kanyang sariling kapangyarihan. At hindi na kailangan pang malaman ninyo kung kailan iyon. Subalit, tatanggap kayo ng kapangyarihan pagbabasa inyo ng Espiritu Santo. At kayo'y magiging mga saksi ko sa Jerusalem, sa buong Judea at sa Samaria, at hanggang sa dulo ng daigdig. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Today, we just want to focus on one verse, and that is verse 8, Acts 1:8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Jesus says, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, you will receive power. Who likes to have power? Who likes to have power? What will you use that power for? What will you use the power that you received for? Many times we imagine it a little like this. We think power and we think Superman. We say, I can do super things now with power. You imagine with power, I can score A's for my exams. With this power, I can win the race, win that competition. With this power, I can do well at work, secure that promotion. I can become famous. With so many people knowing who I am, I can be popular and well-liked. I can be rich. I want that power. Isn't this so true of the human nature? We tend to be very inward-looking. And the disciples of Jesus, they were like that as well. When Jesus was telling them about this, that he will send the Holy Spirit, they say to Jesus, are you now going to restore the kingdom to Israel? In Acts 1:6. So the disciples thought that with this power, all their problems will disappear. They thought with this power, Jesus will now overthrow the Romans and be the physical king on earth. But you look at Acts 1:8 again. What's the purpose of the Holy Spirit? To be God's witnesses. It is to empower the disciples to finish the work that Jesus started. The gift of the Holy Spirit was to empower them to be witnesses for Jesus Christ. So the power that is given so that you and I can be witnesses for Jesus. What does it mean to be a witness? A witness is simply someone that tells of what you saw. It is telling people of your new relationship that you entered with Christ, sharing the love of Christ, and giving people a chance to choose Jesus. And the Holy Spirit will give you words to speak in difficult times. He will point you to people to share and give you the courage to speak boldly for Christ. Just like the three testimonies we have heard this morning. Sin Eun, he was unsure how to proceed, but when... And the Lord showed him the wisdom of the seniors. Is not in a park, he says, yes, but empowered he is to serve. Adrian and little Michaela in Batam. The Lord, through the Holy Spirit, opened their eyes as they serve as a family. And in Michaela's words, they are kids without toys. Her heart was open for Howie and family, amazing as they serve. And a normal family can be equipped and used so mightily for the Lord because they're empowered by the Holy Spirit. And you and I already have the power to be His witnesses. But the question for us, who are we to be witnesses to? Who are we to be witnesses to? Acts 1:8 reminds us that we are to be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. If you look at the map, you will see Jerusalem is where the disciples were in. Judea and Samaria is further away, and the ends of the earth is everywhere else. So Jerusalem was where they were when Jesus gave that command, and it refers, in our context, to the people who are in our world. These are the people whom you are most comfortable with, the people whom are closest, whom you are closest to. They are in our everyday life, often already with us. So you don't need to make a lot of effort, but they are already there. We are talking about your family members, your parents, your ama, akong, your classmates whom you makan and eat together with at recess time, your clique that you go out together for lunch at work. Jerusalem refers very much to the people in your world. Be witnesses to them. Judea and Samaria, being further away, required the disciples to travel into another culture. Because particularly the Samaritans were despised, looked down upon by the Jews, very much so because they were considered impure because of mixed marriages that took place by their ancestors. So the Jews in Jerusalem, they didn't like the Samaritans at all. In fact, in those days, can you see my little red dot? In those days, if I'm traveling from Jerusalem to Galilee over here, I will actually cross the Jordan River, walk up, and then cross back to Galilee, simply because I want to avoid the whole area of Samaria. The Jews don't associate, don't use together with them. So when Jesus says, go out to Judea and Samaria, the call is to come out of our own comfort zones. It is to come out of our own world to reach and be witnesses for Jesus. It is to step into another culture, people who are different from us, a world that is different from the disciples. It's a call to set aside prejudices, biasness, to dare to engage another people. People different from us. And the third place that Jesus mentions is the ends of the world, ends of the earth. Where is that? Everywhere else, ends of the earth. You can't find anywhere that is not ends of the earth, everywhere. So God's heartbeat is for the world. He loves people, and He invites us to do the same. Matthew 24:14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached to every in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. So the desire for Jesus to return quickly compels us to bring the gospel to the ends of the world. So the call is to reach people in our world, Jerusalem, to reach people beyond our world, the people who are unlike us entering into another culture, as well as the world, everyone else that the Lord has placed and sent in our path. I want you to note two things in Acts 1:8. You look at the verse again, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Many times, Christians mistakenly read this verse. Two ways that we read this verse wrongly. The first way that we read it wrongly is when we say, you will be my witnesses either in Jerusalem or in Judea or Samaria or to the ends of the earth. We read it in our minds like that. We pick and choose, you see. When we do that, Jesus' command to us becomes a choice for us to say, what is my preference? When we read it like that, we will say, okay, you are called to the mission field, but not me. I'm called to reach out in my Jerusalem only. I won't go into Samaria, definitely not the ends of the earth. That one is a special calling, reserved for Howie, reserved for the missionary. Those with a special calling, not me. So go ahead, you do that, I'll do it here, I can choose. The thinking is either or. But you look at Acts 1:8 again, every believer is called to be involved in the Great Commission, and we are called to be witnesses to the ends of the earth. True, not all can physically go, But we can support in different ways. We can pray. We can support in giving. We can support by going on short-term trips. We can equip the people on the field with the giftings and skills that we have developed here in Singapore. So the last thing I pray that we will say is that missions is not my cup of tea. Missions is not my calling. Because together as a church, we are called. The call in Acts 1:8 is not either or, but it's a call to be witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the ends of the earth. The second mistake that we sometimes make as believers is that we change this verse again and we read it as, "You will be my witnesses first in Jerusalem, then in Judea, and then Samaria, and then to the ends of the earth." The call is not to go first to Jerusalem, then Judea, then Samaria, then the ends of the earth. It's not meant to be consecutive, one after the other. God is not saying, wait till we finish sharing with our close friends, then move on to Judea, and then Samaria, and then the ends of the earth. Like that, what will happen? Think with me. We will always be stuck in Jerusalem. How will we know that we are done with Jerusalem or finished with Judea or to move on with the ends, the rest of the world? Our usual answer is that the work is not done and nothing moves. That's why in Scripture, it is not first to Jerusalem, then to Judea, then the ends of the earth, but it's to Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the rest of the world. It's all three together. We need to be witnesses for Christ. We need to reach in our world, reach beyond our world, and care for the entire world. And I say to us, as a church, SJSM takes this mandate very seriously. Across the globe, SJSM is involved in how many nations? Count the flags. These flags carried down here are not just for decoration, you know. Every flag that is carried has a ministry implant by SJSM. And SJSM, as a church, supports 22 missionaries, both mission associates and cross-cultural workers across into these nations. And this is the extent of work. When I first learned of the extent of the work, my eyes almost popped out. But this is the heritage, you see. Then when I walked around the church and I look at the signs, a light to the nations. And this is a heritage. This is something, church, that we must always recognize and see that the Lord has placed on our plate. There's Cambodia, China, Indonesia, Japan, Kazakhstan, Laos, Malaysia, Nepal, Philippines, Thailand, Timor-Leste, the United Kingdom, and Vietnam. Each one, the Lord has given a work, and SJSM is behind that work. Locally, we continue to reach out right here in SJSM Village, our nursing home, and the Little Seeds Preschool. We look out towards the Dover community through our outreach in Heart Friends, Kopi Stop, and BBGB Ministries. And evangelism continues as we invite our friends for Alpha and Gospel services. It is said that the mark of whether a church is making a difference in the community is one day if the church just disappears, will the community miss the church? And to that, Deaconess Bessie, who heads up our missions comm, says, yes, she thinks so. In the first meetup when I was meeting the team here, she said, yes, she thinks it will really be a difference. And not too long ago, when we met up with the MP, Rachel Ong, in this area, she shared with me that the residents in Dover are so blessed, tangibly blessed, because of the hard work of the church. When we go down, we build bridges, we make friends, we build into their lives because of the church. So, SJSM, this Christmas, as a church, we want to continue to welcome the entire Dover to Dover Celebrates Christmas. And you and I, as a church, we will play host to the entire Dover community. we will offer them a hospitality that is so radical that their eyes will pop out and say, hey, who are these people? How come the church is able to do this for me? What do you need to do? What do you need to do? Sign up. Turn to the one beside you and say, volunteer. Sign up. Today. Sign up with your cell groups to be a part of it. This is a time where I say to us as a church, it's all hands on deck. We are going to host 4,000 to 5,000 in the community. We need all hands on deck together. There are different food stalls, game stalls, ushers, a lot to be done. So, volunteer, sign up. Two, bring a friend. Bring a friend or family this Christmas. So, throughout Dover Celebrates Christmas, that's the 23rd, we will have in the evening, at 3 p.m. and 5 p.m, there will be two concerts by Watoto Children's Choir from Africa. And it will be evangelistic. So invite friends to come in to that concert. The next day will also be our Holy Communion service, and then in the night, a gospel service. So this Christmas presents itself a tremendous opportunity for you and I to bring our friends to church. So my prayer is this: when the tickets are launched, we want to see a long queue. We want to see a long queue because you are eager to buy tickets for your family and friends. So the queue will be from here right down the stairs to the bus stop. Then the Dover community asks, hey, what are you queuing for? Tickets for DCC. So together as a church, we are able to extend that tremendous hospitality to the entire Dover community. And this is my prayer, that as a church, we will offer that radical hospitality. So sign up and be a big part of DCC this year. Let the community be amazed and astounded by the big welcome and radical hospitality of SJSM. Because you and I can be witnesses for Christ, because we are already empowered by His Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not only to inward looking, you see, it's not a self-help means, but the gift of the Holy Spirit is so that you and I can be witnesses for Jesus. Never miss that fact. Will you join me as we stand together? Jesus says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So, Father, we pray that you give us your grace as you open our eyes to see the amazing work that you have already started. And we, your children, are merely following after and continuing that work which you have started. So, Father, I pray that you let SJSM continue to shine brightly for you. Help us, Lord, as we truly take the call to be a light to the nations so seriously. And Father, right before us, 22 missionaries, 14 nations, we continue to plow in deep for your glory. So give us the grace, give us the fervor, give us the tenacity, and give us the fortitude and faithfulness so that each one of us can press on in your likeness and in your strength. By ourselves, we are always inward looking. By ourselves, we always go kaki, take care of ourselves. But only empowered by the Spirit are we able to give. So, Father, we pray that you empower us by your Spirit so that we, wherever we are, young or old, can be witnesses for Jesus. So, Father, I pray that you empower us as we do all of this for Jesus. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be the glory in church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of us now and evermore as we go forward to be mighty, mighty witnesses for Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.